I suppose that one of the earliest and hardest lessons we learn, and one we do actually go on learning, is that he is more interested in timing than time. So often we think he's late again, late in our estimation anyway. But we remember that his ways aren't our ways, and he doesn't measure time, he measures growth. We just want to add hot water and stir in these days of instant everything. Done. Get me out of here, like now. He thinks camel, we're thinking Concorde. Let's get this show on the road, let's get there. He, on the other hand, wants to enjoy the journey, take in the scenery. He's not in a hurry, he's enjoying your company. He loves every connection he has with you. Really? Yes, really. Learning to wait well is a skill we'd better try to perfect as soon as possible, because so much of our time will be taken up with doing just that, waiting. Joseph is a good example. He'd spent time in jail, and the baker and the wine steward were there with him. Comes dream time. One is to lose his life, one is to be reinstated, and Joseph can't resist it. Remember me when you stand before the king. You just missed it, Joe. It cost him another 2 years. Have you ever noticed that? Until he was perfected in the art of waiting well, his soul was laid in iron. So he waited without question, without grumbling, without chafing at the bit. Waiting. How's it working out for you?